This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back in on a Friday here on WQAM. Hollywood Dan Day, Brittany with you. We got the Stanley Cup final set. So that is ready to rock and roll on Wednesday. Boy, that's going to be, what a rematch that will be between the Panthers and Oilers. The Knicks have survived another day here, another and they day. Will play tomorrow night in Indy in a game 6. I don't know, man. Do the Knicks have anything left in the tank? Pacers favored by 3.5 points as it sits at this moment. The Panthers, by the way, for the betting community out there, this thing is darn near a pick 'em to win the series, to win game 1. It is essentially a pick 'em. The Panthers are plus money in game 1. They're plus 100. Edmonton's minus 120. So it's like very, very close to being a pick 'em in game 1. I got to think Edmonton is going to start this series a little differently than they did last time, you know, and it's just, you know, obviously, right? And we're getting the comparisons between this and the Spurs when the Big Three Heat played the Spurs for a second time. I hope it doesn't go that way. Because that, if you remember, that was total domination by the Spurs the second time around. But it is tough. It is very, very tough to beat a team, especially a team that has the star power that Edmonton does. It is tough to beat them twice. That being said, I could very easily see this series going 7 games. Like, if you were asking me today to predict this thing, I would say 7 games, Dan.
Yeah, I would say 7 games, too. Remember last year, game 1, Edmonton did come out strong. That was the Sergei Bobrovsky game where Bob stopped everything. Yep. He was a wall that gave us that 1-0 series lead. We're going to need one of those games again, of course, from Sergei Bobrovsky. Hopefully he'll do it again in game number 1 because I do expect Edmonton to come out with a lot of firepower because they are not going to spot us or try not to spot us 3 games in this series.
So we have that going on Wednesday, and that will be in Edmonton to start it off. So a little shift there as the Panthers go on the road again.
Billy Lindsay said loudest stadium he's ever been to.
If you missed Billy Lindsay, we had him on much earlier this morning, the 7 o'clock hour. We'll run that back for you towards the end of the show and get some of the stuff. By the way, wait till you hear towards the end of that thing, one of the injuries that he played through.
Woo!
Gross.
Ooh,
just gross.
These hockey guys.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't know how they do it. A lot of texts coming in this morning. We do appreciate everyone who's interacting with us here. Clint makes a very good point, by the way. If you've ever been to Epcot, you've traveled the world, and I could not agree more. I agree with you 1,000%. Epcot is more than enough. Vegas is more than enough. And it's a lot quicker to get to, Dan. We're going, by the way, we are doing Disney in July. I know that's not, you know, usually very recommended to do Central Florida in the summer. But we're going to go for it, and we'll see how it goes.
I'd worry about the price more than the heat.
I know. Disney has gotten very expensive, unfortunately. Disney, pre-pandemic Disney,
oh, really?
They used to have these Florida resident passes that were like $300 a year.
Okay.
And, you know, the kids, like, I think it's 3 and under get in free, but they don't ID the kids, so you can, you know, up until they're 5
kids
or 6.
Kids don't have IDs.
Don't take that advice from me, but no, we're going to head up there in July, and we tend to go to the parks later in the day, kind of let it thin out a little and hopefully cool off a bit after those afternoon thunderstorms. But not that anyone cares about my travel plans, Dan. Marlins are in town this weekend. The Giants are here, so you want to get out to the ballpark. They'll have a series next week as well with Colorado. Here, Dan and I might head to that Wednesday afternoon game. We got that one circled. Maybe a little pre-hockey baseball.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Two really good teams, you know, squaring off at Lone Depot Park in front of a large, robust, crazy crowd.
Yeah.
Nice.
Someone asked, "Will we have a parade when the Dolphins win a playoff game?"
Ooh,
well, the Panthers got a chance to win another Stanley Cup before the Dolphins. I said this last year. I said this last year, Dan.
If
you would have told me that the Panthers, you'd say, like, let's go 10 years ago. If you would have told me the Panthers would win a Stanley Cup before the Dolphins won a single playoff game, I would have told you were nuts.
I'll laugh in your face.
How about if you told me the Panthers would win two Stanley Cups before the Dolphins win a single playoff game?
You're just might have to commit you to an asylum, man.
This is real life.
No way.
This is like the reality that we are living in here.
Man, last year's parade, you had a great time out there.
It was awesome.
Bows on the beach. It was you and who was your co-host? Tobin.
Tobin was out there. Yeah,
but
Tobin,
no one.
And I don't want to say a drunk Joe, but a Joe at a few drinks.
I was going to say, no one had a better time during that show, during that parade, than Joe Rose, man. Joe Rose was celebrating the Stanley Cup. He was having a great time.
He did. But man, by the way, Bo's Beach is awesome. He's got like the greatest location out there.
Just sitting there.
We had someone ask where Bo is. Bo will be back hopefully with us next week. Joe's back on Monday. And for our Panther fans, Paul Maurice, who is a treasure. Mm-hmm. I he is awesome. He will join us on Monday in the 8 o'clock hour. So we kind of push that back to Monday. He likes to go on with Joe, so we'll have him on a Monday morning with Joe when Joe comes back. So we got a lot going on here, man.
Trying to think about it right now. How many locked-in Hall of Famers are just on the Panthers right now? Paul Maurice. Sergei Bobrovsky's probably gotten his way on there. Barkov, yep. Kachuk.
Kachuk.
Is there anybody else that's like, just you could say their name and you're like, yeah, they're
Marchand.
Marchand's in. God.
Yeah, and you know what the neatest thing about this Panther team is they have locked these guys up for the foreseeable future. So, like, they're not going anywhere, man. That's funny. Like, you hear Billy Lindsay's final call on that conference final, and it's amazing that a team from Florida has been in it 6 straight years. Like, the Lightning, and by the way, the Lightning were, like, the dominant franchise in hockey for a while. I mean, they were really – so when I had gotten up to Tampa for school, it was funny. It was the year of the lockout. Remember the NHL missed a season of the lockout? But that was after the Lightning had won the Cup. So they had the Cup, then they and the lockout and everything. But they were really good then, and that is a crazy hockey town. They love hockey in Tampa, and it's starting to catch on down here, man. It is the hottest ticket in town without question. And it is really starting to catch on. Speaking of what's catching on, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Everyone checks that thing about 50 times a day. We will talk to Flo when we come back here on QAM. A lot of Dolphins news to get to as well. Mike Florio joins us next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back in on WQAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Mike, good morning. Thank you for the time, as always. Appreciate it.
Hey, how are you today?
We are good. And we are going to jump right into this Dolphins deal here, Mike. And I know you had some stuff on the Dolphins earlier in the week on Pro Football Talk and talking about how this could maybe be the end for Mike McDaniel, who's under more pressure here, Tua, Tyreek. There's a lot of storylines going on right now. But, Mike, the news that came out about Jonnu Smith, you know, wanting to rework his deal, Dolphins might be looking to trade him. How many more good players can the Dolphins afford to lose here with Jalen Ramsey seemingly on his way out now?
Well, and the Ramsey thing, beyond being a surprise, it just speaks to a level of potential overhaul and maybe dysfunction that is happening in the organization that can manifest itself in all sorts of unfortunate ways. When you consider that they gave Ramsey a new contract last September after Patrick Surtain became the highest paid player at the cornerback position in the NFL, they put together a deal that got Ramsey just a little click ahead of Surtain in new money average. And then 6-7 months later, the two sides have agreed that it's time to go their separate ways. There's just something weird about it. And it makes you wonder what's going on. And it makes you wonder where else the weirdness can spring up. I am keeping an eye on the possibility of a Tyreek Hill trade. I don't rule that out. And I think that smart teams that would be interested, to the extent that there are any, and who knows at this point, but if there's a team that's interested in making a run at Tyreek Hill, June 2 is the day to make the phone call. Because of the way the salary cap works, trades before June 1 have much greater cap ramifications in the current year. It's always been obvious to me that Jalen Ramsey was going to get traded after June 1, even though Chris Greer, the GM of the team, tried to deny it. I think after June 1, Tyreek Hill could be in play if there's a team that wants him. Because when Greer was asked about Hill back around draft time, he didn't say Hill's not being traded. He said, well, if somebody offers me 2 first-round draft picks, I'd be interested. You know, could you imagine Andy Reid saying that about Patrick Mahomes or Sean McDermott saying that about Josh Allen? So I think Hill's potentially in play. And obviously Jonnu Smith is in play. And it just makes me wonder whether or not this year what they're trying to do, because I think the coaching staff and the front office are feeling the heat, I think maybe they've decided we got to clear out anybody that truly doesn't want to be here. It's hard enough for us to try to win with guys who are acting like they don't want to be here. Let's move on from the guys who really don't want to be here and try to win with the guys who do want to be here.
Mike, just to kind of backtrack a little, you know, Stephen Ross comes out with the statement right after the season ended that we're coming back with Mike McDaniel and with Chris Greer. Why do you believe, if this all of this is going on now, why do you believe Stephen Ross decided, like, I'm going to keep rolling with these guys? Because this doesn't feel like a make-or-break year. It feels like they are essentially rebuilding at this point, which is like, it's tough to kind of swallow because they're obviously not going to say they're rebuilding. And we got Omar Kelly, who's like, oh, they're in a rebuild, but it just doesn't, it feels like they're still trying to win, but they're losing players left and right.
Well, and again, maybe you do addition by subtraction. Maybe if you've got an atmosphere where you have players who aren't bashful about speaking their mind within the building about the things that need to change, and those guys can have an impact of exhaustion on the head coach. And, you know, and this could be a full show conversation, because I think Mike McDaniel is a very good coach, but something's missing with that team. And they have quickly gone from feeling like a flavor of the month to feeling like the expiration date has passed. Like their window was starting to open, and then it got stuck, and now it feels like it's slamming shut. And so I'm with Omar. I think that it's kind of the rebuilding. It's the changing the tire on a moving car. It's what are we really doing here? Where are we headed with this team? And just because Stephen Ross decided to keep Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer for another year doesn't mean that they're going to be there beyond this year. I really do think that a lot of people's jobs are going to be on the line this year. And one of the reasons that I think Tua, despite his financial security, is under pressure, if there's a new coach next year, I don't think that new coach is going to want Tua to be his quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think it'd be very tough to find another Mike McDaniel who's going to want to come in and work with Tua. I mean, do you see a scenario, Mike, where this is a playoff caliber team? We're struggling to see that here. Is there a path to the playoffs and getting that elusive playoff win for this Dolphins team? And then I guess with that being said too, if they win 7 or 8 games, are they running it back with this core of you know, coach, GM, and quarterback?
There's always a path to the playoffs because there are so many factors that go into the stew that determines who makes it and who doesn't. A close game here, a close game there. An injury here, an avoided injury there. If Tua plays all 17 games, that is going to increase the likelihood of winning enough to get to the postseason. So, yeah, there's always every team. And there have been teams in recent years where I said they got no chance to make the playoffs, and boom, they make the playoffs. Hell, I said in 2021, Bengals got no chance to make the playoffs, they make it to the Super Bowl. Texans, 23, they got no chance to make it to the playoffs, they make it to the Final Eight. So I'm out of the team X has no chance to make the playoffs business. But, you know, that's reality. When you got 14 out of 32 teams that make it, it's not that hard to get there. I remember when they expanded the field from 12 to 14, I started asking coaches what they thought about it. Nobody complained, because the frontline litmus test for saving your job is making the playoffs. If they're handing out more playoff berths, they're handing out more job security. So I think if this team does go 7-10, 8-9, yeah, then the question becomes, is Stephen Ross sufficiently frustrated with the lack of on-field success to do something about it? I'm also a firm believer, and this has dawned on me really in the past couple of years. All these owners say they want to win the Super Bowl. I think they say what they have to say to get fans to buy tickets and watch games and believe, because you're selling that hope. And just because you're selling hope doesn't mean you have to drink from that same bottle. And for a lot of these owners, you know, I mean, look, if you're defining whether or not you view yourself as a successful owner based on whether or not you win a championship, you're going to be pissed off a lot. Because there's only one that's handed out every year. But all 32 are getting those checks. And, you know, more than half of them have those giant aircraft carriers, luxury yachts, and they're all doing really well. So I just wonder whether or not Stephen Ross, now that he's, what, mid-80s, at a certain point, I think you just kind of accept the fact that we're probably not going to win a Super Bowl, but we're going to make a hell of a lot of money along the way.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you this. As a Dolphins fan base, maybe not as an ownership or an organization, we need them to be better this year. And you can't really work into all the factors, but where on paper have the Dolphins gotten better this offseason?
I don't know. You tell me. I mean, because look, so much of what I think happens in the offseason is teams try to close gaps. Teams try to address their flaws. Teams look for ways to get a better outcome than they had the prior year. What about this Dolphins offseason tells us they're swimming in the right direction? What tells us they've addressed the concern as articulated by Jordan Brooks after the Thanksgiving night loss to the Green Bay Packers, that the defense was soft? What have they done to toughen up? See, and that's why I'm convinced the next coach, if there is one after this season, will not want Tua, because when a team fires the coach, the replacement is always like the personality opposite of the guy they fired. So out went Brian Flores with that kind of old school drill sergeant, hard ass approach. In comes touchy feely, you know, everybody gets a juice box, Mike McDaniel. I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but, you know, he's just a very positive team player friendly guy. Well, if they fire him, they're going back toward the Flores end of the spectrum. And that's not going to be good for Tua. We saw how he dealt with a Brian Flores type of a coach. It didn't work. So I think that they need that. You know, when you keep hearing they're soft, they're soft, they're soft, when the call is coming from inside the house, that's an alarm, and I feel like everyone's ignoring it.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk here with us on QAM. Mike, Stephon Diggs did a little favor to Tyreek Hill here, stealing the spotlight for a few days. What on earth was he thinking on that boat dangling that bag around?
That was just such a weird thing. And the fact that the Patriots acknowledged it, they talked about it, they have to be wondering, what were we thinking in signing this guy and giving him that money? You know, it's almost like they had the money budgeted to spend on a receiver, and they were determined to spend it no matter what. They were going to give a lot more to Chris Godwin than he got to stay in Tampa Bay, even though he's coming off of a serious lower leg injury. Stephon Diggs coming off of the ACL, and who knows how good he really is at this point. He has to prove it. They gave him a big contract, not as big as it was advertised to be when it was first leaked, but that's how the game goes. But still, they made an investment, and now they have an issue. The only good thing for the Patriots, beyond the PR hit, the league isn't nearly as aggressive about street drugs as it used to be. PEDs, yes, but for anything that, you know, and we usually talk about marijuana because so many guys use it for pain management and just stress management. But the other street drugs that they test for once a year, like, you have to try to get suspended now. If you get caught, you get, you know, a low-level fine and you're tested more regularly. But to actually get suspended in the current climate, you have to basically, you know, give the league the finger in this process of dealing with the guys who have tested positive. And the other question is this video enough to get Diggs into the enhanced testing program? Because a lot of times they'll say behavior, not just a positive test, but behavior can get a guy under increased scrutiny. But I don't know how big of a deal it's going to be, but it definitely is a weird kind of thing that we're not used to seeing from most Patriots players. Not all, as we know, but most Patriots players, you don't see that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just wonder how something like that could even surface. Like what are you doing where a video like that even gets out? I mean, you're hanging with the wrong people. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Everybody's got their we're all big brother. Well, you know, George Orwell was worried about a society in which we're constantly monitored by the government. We're constantly monitored by each other. Everybody's popping up their phone.
Yep.
Anytime anything cool's going on, get your phone. You know, don't live in the moment. Enjoy the moment. Get your phone and start recording. So, you know, it's not like somebody was hiding. When you see that video, whoever was taking that video was right there, and Stephon Diggs had to know it.
Pretty remarkable. Mike, we'll let you run on this one. I'm just curious. We've had a lot of changes in personnel in the AFC East. We have, you know, quarterback changes with Justin Fields stepping in here with the Jets. Do you think that any team in the AFC East can be any sort of threat to the Buffalo Bills, or are they so far out ahead of everyone that they're just going to keep it in cruise control?
The James Cook situation could be an issue for the Bills depending upon how they play it or misplay it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think both the Patriots and the Jets have a chance to be a lot better this year. Now, the Patriots were horrible last year, so, you know, the ceiling is high for them to improve. The Jets, we were talking about this on PFC Live today. The Jets are intriguing because they have found a way to move silently this offseason. They aren't creating headlines. They aren't experiencing drama. They got a quarterback who, and the irony is, the Jets are usually the team that ruins a young quarterback who goes on to thrive somewhere else. They got a guy who has landed with them after two failed stops elsewhere that I don't know that he justifies being called a bust. And I think Justin Fields could end up being pretty good. And, you know, they may be cooking up a plan to use the tush-push, which gives you, if you're effective at it, first and nine, not first and 10. That helps you win football games. Now, it's the Jets, and there's a reason the Jets have been bad far more often than good in recent years, and a lot of that has to do with ownership. But if ownership can stay the hell out of the way, I think both the Jets and the Patriots could make things interesting. Mm. And, you know, there's a chance the Dolphins get left in the dust if both the Jets and the Patriots end up being competitive this year.
Wow. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Mike, thank you for the time as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk here with us. As we promised, Dan, we get back to some Panther stuff here. Billy Lindsay, he'll be on the call with Doug Plagans for the Stanley Cup Final between Edmonton and your Florida Panthers. We will talk to Bill Lindsay when we come back on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.